99 years ago today, San Francisco was rocked by one of the most powerful earthquakes ever to hit the United States. It measured 7.8, and the fires that followed destroyed much of the city. The official death count was 478 people. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, San Francisco still can't agree on how many really died or whether city leaders tried to cover up the truth.
San Francisco's fabled Chinatown, with its bustling open-air markets, restaurants, and trinket shops, is a must-see stop for most tourists today. Nearly a century ago, this neighborhood was devastated by the quake and fire. But at the time, city leaders may have shed few tears, because they already had plans to relocate Chinatown's 15,000 residents. Philip Choi is an architect and historian. He pulls open a wide file cabinet brimming with carefully preserved newspaper clippings of that era.
Just before the earthquake, this is February 1905, San Francisco may be freed from the standing menace of Chinatown.
Although the plan failed, Choi says it helps explain why there's virtually no record of the quake's death toll in Chinatown.
To the best of my knowledge, nobody has actually investigated into the number of deaths of the Chinese in the earthquake. No. Maybe Gladys Hansen might come up with something.
Gladys Hansen is a 79-year-old retired librarian and city archivist.
Let's see what we have here.
She has been collecting accounts of the 1906 earthquake as part of research that originally began four decades ago, when she was asked for a list of the people who died in the quake and fire.
And I thought, oh, that's a simple question. If I go into the newspapers, I can come up with 478 names. Oh, this is going to be easy.
But Hansen soon discovered dozens of names buried in newspapers and old records that weren't part of the official death toll. Today, she's still counting.
And once you get started, it's hard to give it up because no one else had ever done it.
She now believes at least 3,400 people died. So does James D'Alessandro, whose novel 1906 fictionalizes the events leading up to the tragedy.
You had one area, 6th Street, between Mission and Howard, in which four huge hotels, residence hotels with tiny little rooms, with maybe 1,000 people in them, felt pancaked and collapsed into each other. There were probably hundreds of people trapped in that building.
The official number, 478, was based, according to legend, on the number of bodies brought to the coroner, plus 100 added for good measure. Hansen and D'Alessandro contend that city leaders minimized the death count as a way of encouraging investors that San Francisco was still open for business. But Hansen refuses to call it a cover-up. She says San Francisco was just trying to survive.
If the city began totaling and counting, it would be very hard to get the city back on its feet again. I believe the city had to recover.
If the low death count helped to minimize the impact of the quake and fire, researchers hope a revised count will encourage the public to consider the potential results of another earthquake that experts say is inevitable. Writer James D'Alessandro.
By denying an accurate death count, you deny an accurate portrait of what happened. And if you can get away with that, you can lull people into a false sense of security.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors says it will consider adopting a new death count based on Gladys Hansen's research in time to commemorate the centennial of the Great Earthquake and Fire 1 year from now. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.